Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of April 2016, and this is the 342nd Moll Out Loud podcast. When I woke up this morning, I could almost taste smoke in my mouth, and I went for my early walk, and when the sun began to rise eventually, it was bright red and the clouds were very red, and there was a lot of smoke in the air. I discovered later that they were burning off parts of the Wellington Reserve breakneck track, ominously named. The smoke completely covered the mountain and it was very hazy. So my eyes were watering and it didn't feel that good breathing that smoke in as I was walking. But I did really feel like a walk and I did it quite quickly. I don't usually rush around there. I like dawdling and I like looking at the sky and I like greeting the animals. But today it didn't feel like that kind of a day. Also, I had to hurry back because I had a couple of things that I had to do in very quick succession and I wasn't quite sure how I was going to put them together without them overlapping. But it did give me some time to sit outside the cafe before they opened and just to gather my thoughts together. I was also quite tired this morning, and I don't know whether it was the acupuncture from yesterday, the treatment sometimes, if it's at its most effective, I'm often at my tiredest the next day. So that may well be it. Or it might be that I went to bed a bit too late last night. I got a bit hooked on watching old Lord Peter Wimsey episodes of Murder Must Advertise, and they come in four episodes, and I had watched the first a couple of weeks ago. I don't often watch things, so I'm not very used to watching YouTube things, and I guess it was also on the iPad, which is probably not the best way of watching things. But I did get hooked, so I watched it to the end, and maybe my tiredness is due to that lateness. But I also think that when it's overcast, as it is today, that I do feel tired, or it just seems to come down on a blanket over my energy. In fact, I discovered a new word today in our morning quiz. It was octa. OKTA, which is a measurement of cloud density, and I would say there are a lot of octas up there at the moment. So that's been my feeling about today. This afternoon, in order to keep myself awake, I went to the cafe and I had a real coffee. I haven't had a real coffee for a very, very long time, and I really tossed up whether to do that or not, because I suspect it will keep me awake for quite a lot of the night. But I just felt so exhausted somehow that I felt I needed a shot, and I did have a sleep earlier but that didn't really seem to help. So I had a coffee, and I do feel much more alert now, so I do enjoy the aftermath, at least immediately. And tonight I'm going to meet my writers group, and I do want to be on the ball when I'm talking to them, because I'm taking the sketch note or the sketched whiteboard image down to brainstorm, and that feels pretty important to be really aware of what they're saying and to be able to process it and take it in. But first, after I've had a little work session with my sister. I am going to have a bath, and it feels like such a luxury. I've had no hot water since Monday, and I've been hanging out for a bath. The weather is perfect for a bath. It's much cooler. And somehow not having hot water has made me feel a bit chilly, even though I can kind of turn on a heater. It's not the same as the heat that you get from a bath. So I'm really looking forward to that. I just need to be very careful not to fall asleep in it and be too late for the meeting that I've got afterwards. So that is my treat for the end of the day. Well, that's my first treat for the end of the day. The next one will be going down and meeting my novel writing friends. I do hope that whatever you're working on, whatever your day is like, wherever you are, that it is the kind of day that perks you up and makes you feel energized. Not too hot, not too cold, not too glum. But every kind of a day, I guess, brings with it its own certain values and things to enjoy. I guess with the cloud cover, one of the things I love is the way it feels as if it gives me license to do quiet work indoors. I also hope that whatever you're working on and whatever your involvement of the moment is, that you are able to enjoy it, or if you're resting from it, that you can give yourself that rest with your own clear license to do so. Thank you very, very much for listening as usual, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Friday.